me in welcoming a beautiful soul that we have been so honored to have before with such amazing deep unity teachings, Reverend Sheila Gautreaux. Mic check one.
And I'm going to get you
a
stand.
Oh. Thank you.
I dance as fast as I can. So
you're dancing pretty well. Good morning.
Good morning.
My beautiful and beloved brothers and sisters. It's cold out here. You know, those of us with chocolate skin, we have a hard time with cold weather. Could you please, some of you with the lighter skin, can you lend me your covering today? You know? So I am letting myself for the first time, so you get it first, free myself inside enough to talk about what's going on. And I'm not talking about the Marvin Gaye song, but the chaos and the rage and the anger and the shootings and the deaths and so forth that are raging across our nation and our world, raging across our consciousness. And as I prepared for this message, it had, the title of it had many iterations. You know, it ended up as calming the storm, but vanquishing the chaos and tranquilizing the rage and that kind of thing. And we ended up with calming the storm. Because there are many types of storms, right? And so whatever storm there is, especially when it is a storm that is grabbing not only our mind, but our body and our spirits, if we have to come toward the calming of that storm or the vanquishing of the chaos from a different perspective than the Weather Bureau would do or the weatherman would do. And so what I realized is that the most important and powerful guidance system for looking at what we can do to calm the storm is that of the grand operational design, because that is what God is. It is the operating system of the universe. We call it God, but it is an operating system. And one of the most significant things is that our elder brother, Jesus the Christ, who became awakened to the greater depths of that operating system, that grand operational design, when he realized that that grand operational design was within him, but not only within him, within you and you and you and you and you and me. Because he said, "Know you not that you are gods?" And beloved, that was not an apostrophe S. That was G-O-D-S. And what he wanted us to know, that We have the same capabilities, the same operational functions as the grand operational design, which we refer to as God. Are you with me? And therefore, we don't have to sit around and wait for somebody else to calm this storm, to tranquilize this chaos, because we are one with everything in the universe. We have the ability to do it ourselves. And all we have to do is to remember who we are and whose we are, and begin to tap into the infinite possibilities that live and have being within us, and make the decision. And here's the most important part. Make the decision. Decide. Decide. There's a scripture that says, choose you this day whom you will serve, God or who? The ego. Now, God is the grand operational design, and the ego is edging God out. Which do you want to serve? Because the important thing for us to understand is that we can do this. We have the power to turn the ship around before it hits the iceberg. It's all right here within us. So all we have to do is to decide, I want to be a part of the unfoldment of the healing, the transformation, the upliftment, the peace, and the love of this world, which is mine. This is your world, my beloveds. Yeah, this may be your state, your city, but I want you to understand, you are this world. You are this world. Every thought, every emotion, every choice, every desire either creates in an upwardly progressive movement or destroys in a downward digression. Are you with me? So what I'm talking about is I'm looking at some of the most powerful creations in the universe. And I am coming to you because I believe that if we make the choice, choose you this day whom you will serve, God or the ego, if we make the choice to put away the attachment we sometimes have to the ego. And the ego is that thing that says, you can't change this. There's nothing you can do about this. Who do you think you are? You're weak. You're just one person. You can't do anything by yourself. Who do you think you are? Who are you trying to be? Do you think you're better than someone else? That's what the ego does. Any of you have a relationship anytime with the ego? Okay, because I've met my ego, okay? And trust me, the ego's desire is not to make you feel good or powerful. The ego's job is to tear you down and make you small, and to make you believe that everything and everyone is against you, and nothing and no one is for you. Raise your hand if you've had that experience with the ego. Okay. But what I'm talking about is when we choose to align with who we truly are, we make the choice to connect with that operating system from which we evolved and to which we are connected, there is absolutely nothing we cannot do. And if you don't believe that, let me tell you a little secret. Don't get mad at me. Everything that's happening around us right now, we created it. I know that doesn't sound so good, but my beloveds, the anger, the rage, the attacks, the killings, these are the results of letting the ego tell you you have to go out there and shoot everybody so that you can be powerful. You have to go out there and make sure everybody dies so you can be the high power. The fact that we had a virus that has come to claim hundreds of thousands of lives, my beloved, a virus is an energetic movement designed by our negative, angry, viral thoughts. Take a breath. I know this is a lot. But I've made the decision to go forward in this, to start awakening my brothers and sisters to how great they are. But first you gotta find out that you played a part in what you see in your life. And that's not judging you, that's letting you know if you had the power to create all of what we're seeing now, you can do anything you desire. You can create the kingdom of heaven right here, right now. You don't have to die to see it, to have it, to be it. And the reason I'm so passionate about this is because I'm tired of seeing people die. I don't want to see any more people die. And so I'm coming to my brothers and sisters that I know have the power to put an end to it. All I'm asking is that we step away from our fears. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Don't look at stuff and get fearful. Look at stuff and say, what's in it? What is this for? When something negative shows up in my life, I say, what is this for? Because you see, because we are powerful, because we are God, everything shows up for a reason, good, bad, or indifferent. So if we ask, what is this for? It stops being something negative, and it's there to open us up to some other possibilities that we can use to elevate something in our lives or within us to a higher level. Are you with me? So we ask, what is this for? And we wait and we go inside and we pray and we meditate. And we wait upon the grand operational design, the operating system, to plant the information within us to get us to step forward and begin developing the operational system that is meant to be carried forward right here, right now, beginning within you, within me, within absolutely each of us. I'm very passionate about this. I'm sorry. I believe in this. When I went to ministerial school, first, I became a licensed unity teacher, and I began to study, and I happened to go to see a movie that caused me to understand what God was and to know why it's in me. And when I realized that what I was learning from that movie was quantum physics, and I realized that we are quantum physics, that everything we do and say and feel and think are in alignment with the principles and the practices of quantum physics. So therefore, if quantum physics is the ultimate scientific power that aligns with the grand operational design, then we can use the concepts of quantum physics to create, recreate, and undo anything that exists. Would you like to do that? So the key, and it's so simple because our elder brother told us. First, choose what you serve, God or the ego. When your ego starts speaking to you, and how many of you know when it's the ego? Come on, tell the truth. All right. Tell the ego, talk to the hand. Okay, say that with me. Talk to the hand. Okay, tell the ego, what? Talk to the hand, okay? That means you're not hearing it. You're not hearing it, okay? Then you say inside, you place your hand on your heart. You can breathe through your heart too. And you place your hand and you say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to my heart. What would you have me do? Where would you have me go? What would you have me say and to whom? I am willing to do your will. Just tell me in a way that I will understand. So let's do that together. Place your hand on your heart and say, Lord, speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Tell me, what would you have me do? Where you would have me go? What you would have me say? And to whom? I am willing to do your will. Just tell me in a way that I will understand. And then you prepare yourself. You prepare yourself. You begin to settle down, and whatever it is that you would like to see shifted, you begin to breathe in and out through the heart. And you begin to send a different energy to it. Send that powerful energy of love. Love, I call letting our vision express. And sending that love out to whatever that is that you want to be shifted. Love heals all things, my beloved. Remember they said, God is love? The grand operational design, the operating system is pure love. And let me tell you, it did not cause this pandemic. Okay, take a deep breath. Exhale. We caused this pandemic. We caused it by all the anger and rage that was taking place. the attacks, the violence that was going on. That is energy. That is, you see, we are so powerful. We created the ego, which created this whole thing that's going on. See, if you can't reveal it, you can't heal it. And so we have to be willing to hear the truth that we don't like to get the truth that we do like. And I want to see this stop. I want to see this over. I don't want us to be locked inside anymore. I want to see us out in the wind and the sun. I want us to be outside with our children playing in the grass and playing around the trees and swimming in the ocean. That's what I want to see. And I want to be out there with you. But you see, as long as we keep the fear, the anger, the rage, and the attacks, it's not going to happen. I once saw a piece on the old Bob Newhart show. How many of you are familiar with the old Bob Newhart show? And he played the role of a psychiatrist. And people would come and welcome, be seated. And how may I help you? Well, you know, my marriage is going bad, and I think I'm about to lose my job. And you know, I'm just really, really so angry right now. And I need your help. And he'd say, okay, anything else? And the person said, no, that's it. He'd say, okay, you ready? I'd say, yes. Stop it, 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 stop it. So the guy would say, I paid you that money, and that's all I'm going to get? He said, well, you give me 10 more dollars, and I'll give you more. And the guy gives him 10 more dollars. And he says, okay, you ready? And the guy said, yeah. Stop it, 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 stop it. All we have to do is stop it. So I'm asking you now to calm. I know there's been some stuff that have been difficult. I'm asking you to calm. That's the first thing, is to calm. Calm. Calm it all. Even when someone works your last nerve, calm. Calm. Because here's the thing, my beloveds, if they knew better, they'd do better. Amen. If they knew better, they'd do better. I promise you. When people come at us in a negative way, it's because they, right in that moment in time, that's all they know. And if they knew better, they'd do better. So calm, as they're acting out, and the energy of your calm, you'll see, will begin to calm them. And when they've calmed, then you can begin to speak love, to speak peace, to embrace their pain, because every attack is a call for love. That's Course in Miracles. Every attack is a call for love. And so what all of this attack energy is that has been happening in this whole pandemic on our planet is a call for love. So let's give it. Because I love to love. I'd rather love than be angry. So let's then send love. Send love. Let that heart open. And behold that person as who they truly are. They're the Christ. They just don't know it in that moment. So behold that person as the Christ. And then after you begin to feel that energy subside, then go forward in a way of support. How can I help? Is there something I can say or something I can do right now that would help you feel better? And let them talk to you. Or if it's something that's going on in your life, let it speak to you. And then when you get the answer, then you decide, I will send the power of the grand operational design toward this now. And by that we mean speak the word. I speak to you now. I speak the word to you now. I speak from the depths of my heart and my soul. I see you as whole and perfect as God created you, and I will accept nothing less than that. And beholding that, I behold in you all things operating now at a level of perfection that will carry you forward to the kingdom of heaven right here, right now. And so that's what we do. And then if there is something practical that we can do to support someone, then we do that. If there's someone we know that can help them in the time, then we give them guidance and direction for that. But look where you are right now, and I guarantee you, there'll be a difference in where they are right now. And you do the same thing even if it's not someone who's right there. You take the time to go within. That's that secret chamber that the Bible talks about. To go into that secret chamber and name it, claim it, and declare it to be so. What are we going to do? Name it, claim it, and declare it to be so. And so I invite you to do that with this pandemic. I'm asking you each day to take time to go into the silence and hold in your heart at that time what is going on throughout our entire planet. It's okay that when you're in that sacred place, you can see the chaos, you can see the angry, you can see the violence, because you're bringing it to a place to be healed. Are you with me? And so bring it into that inner vision and see it. See all the chaos, see all the rage, see all of it, even see the deaths. And then wrap it in your heart and speak to it. I behold the light in you. I see you whole and perfect. I lift you up in the power of God and know that you are returning to the way you were with God before the world was. However you want to say it, beloved. Speak to it. Your eyes are closed. Your heart is open. Speak to whatever it is and see it unfolding in the direction that you know is the highest possibility. And then you sit in the silence for a bit, knowing that it is being done. Knowing that it is being done. And then after a time in the silence, you just say, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is done. And you go about your day, your week, your life, giving love everywhere you can. If you feel any anger coming, I'm telling you this works. Breathe in and out through your heart. If you feel any stress showing up, breathe in and out through your heart. If your kids get on your last nerve, breathe in and out through your heart. If your boss gets on your last nerve, breathe in and out through your heart. If somebody cuts you off in traffic, breathe in and out through your heart. I'm asking you, do this with me. Please, please do this with me. I do this every day. Every day, three times a day, I do this. And I speak to the world. I speak to the universe. I speak to the people who are dying. I speak to the people who are refusing to get the injections and things like that because they've decided it's wrong. I speak to all of them, and I see them as my beloveds who are whole and perfect as God created them. And when I do that, I can get up and go forward knowing that it is well with my soul, and knowing and feeling I walked with God. And this too shall pass.